I'm here with David Reinhardt. This is like the, this is Tuesday, which is your weekly club meeting, yeah?
Monthly, actually. Monthly. The last Tuesday of each month, we have an official meeting. But yet, every Tuesday, we have a, I guess you could call it a bike night.
It's bike night. Without actually telling me who you're supporting, what I'd love to understand is what you're looking for in the next administration.
I'm looking for a return to true conservatism, which I won't get with either party.
So what does true conservatism mean to you?
It means governing by the values that our founding fathers came up with, which made this country what it is. See, this country, in my opinion, this country has become the best country, without a doubt, in the entire world in a period of about 200 years, thanks to our founding fathers and what they had the visions of. And there's other countries, all the other countries in this world have been around for thousands of years and have not even come close to accomplishing what the United States has in 200 years. So I feel like they had the right idea. So I want to see it, instead of going further left like it appears to be, to go back right.
And going more right than we are right now, do you feel like the current administration did not fulfill that obligation to you?
Yes.
And in what ways were they a big? In what ways were they a disappointment?
I think mostly big growing the government unnecessarily. I think Bush tried to appease the left and the Democrats by one-upping them and saying, I'm going to spend all this money and I'm going to do this and do that. And all he managed to do in the long run, in my opinion, was just grow government. And the policies he put in place didn't work, or to me, didn't seem to work.
And as it relates to the war, how do people in these parts, and particularly you, how do you feel about where we are in terms of our involvement in the Middle East?
Being a veteran and a what I call a patriot, I was okay with the war, you know, both wars actually. I supported Bush in that respect, but it does appear, you know, looking back on everything, that it's not been handled as well as it could have been. And it's a shame that we're still there. Wars happen, you know, and maybe this was Iraq. I'm talking about Iraq, I guess, you know. Afghanistan, I think, is certainly the right thing. Iraq is a maybe.
So, in the last two elections, both parties made a big deal about the social issues like abortion or gay marriage. Are those the kind of things that are a concern to you?
Yes. I just have to say yes. If you're asked for a yes or no answer, it's yes. Some are more so than others, obviously. You know, see, it goes back to conservatism, I think. You know, I don't believe in, you know, I'm a right to life sort of guy. It's not my main issue, but if you pin me down, I'll say that, you know, and certainly against gay marriage. Wasn't meant to be, my opinion.
So you would support, like, if there was a national marriage amendment to the Constitution to keep marriage between a man and a woman, that's what, something you would support?
Absolutely.
If I arrived in Washington on Saturday and I could take a message from David Reinhardt to the new administration, whatever it was going to be, what would be the one thing you'd want to tell them?
In other words, you're asking, what would I say to Obama if he's elected? What would I?
Either one.
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure I can answer that because it would be so entirely different.
Oh, well, then go ahead. Tell me, if you were speaking to John McCain, what would you tell him?
I would tell him, if he is really a conservative like he says he is, then act like it. you know, be a conservative or don't. Quit going down the wrong road, you know, and palling around with Kennedy and wanting to make illegal immigration an okay thing. You know, that's not a conservative way to be. And what would I say to Obama? You low-life SOB, I hate you. Yeah.
That would be your message to
Obama, if he gets elected. That comes from him being so far left that he is a socialist, and he is trying to take this country down the road to socialism. It's all wrong.
Is there anything in particular that you would want listeners to hear from Knoxville, Tennessee?
Well, you know, my position is mine, and I don't want to include Knoxville, Tennessee.
But
I will say this, that Tennessee in general is very conservative, and McCain has Tennessee wrapped up, we think.